Today is Friday. That means tomorrow is Saturday, and tomorrow is Just Like Heaven at Brookside at the Rose Bowl. Got more chances for you to win tickets for that. It's a final day coming up on the world-famous K-Rock. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? On the show today, we have What's Up with Florida. Story involves an alligator. Hard to believe. We have great news on today's show. We have People Are Dumb. We have the 420 catch of the day. That's our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we do something called What's Your Story, where we take phone calls. And for the best phone call, you will get tickets to Dexter and the Moon Rocks at the Palladium September 26th. This was the call yesterday when we were talking about superstitions.
A woman moves from Buffalo, leaving a bad marriage behind, wants to start a new life here in LA on her first nights in town.
That's not it. Hold on a second. I'm sorry. This is it.
Hey, Kevin. Yeah, when I was a little kid, I was at my grandma's house, and I pulled a book off the shelf, and I read it, and it said, one of the things it said was, if you put your left shoe on first, it's lucky. So for the past 40-plus years, every time I put my shoes on, the left one always goes on first, without question. It's kind of weird.
Why? Did it explain in the book why?
No, it just said, you know, it's good luck. And, you know, to be fair, I haven't been hit by lightning or attacked by a shark. So
right, but neither am I. And I put my shoes on all willy-nilly. It's chaos, and we get the same results. That's so weird.
You just took it and ran with it.
It's so weird that you don't question it.
Right.
You just do it that way for the rest of your life.
It just gets in your head.
Not at all. And in fact, if I can't find my left shoe, I'll go on a big hunt for it till I find it. And it always goes on first.
Dedicated. All right.
Hey, Rock. Hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
No. There's a documentary on the Noel and Liam brothers talking about the tour last year. It's coming very soon. The clip is up online now. Coming up next, what's up with Florida? This story involves
alligator.
Kevin Ryder in the afternoon, just over 20 minutes away from more tickets for Just Like Heaven, which is tomorrow at Brookside at the Rose Bowl. We've got your tickets to see Strokes and LCD Sound System and more. Let's talk about driving with wild animals, because I drive to Culver City every day and I see coyotes. Kind of a lot. I see skunks every once in a while, but one thing I've never seen is an
alligator.
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, why's a man on bath salts wrestling a tree? He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
In Florida, that big beast walked right into the road and just sat down right in the middle of traffic. No interest in moving whatsoever. It just sat in the middle of the road and didn't move. No matter what happened, people were honking. Just, it was fine right where it was.
Daily surprise in Miami Lakes, right by the Palmetto Expressway.
That alligator.
Strolling along Northwest 167th Street, just east of 67th Avenue.
Not sure why they have Elton John in the background for this news report, too.
At one point, a tow truck driver decided to motivate the
alligator
to move. Based on video, he didn't have too much luck there.
Yeah, the
alligator
had no interest in moving out of the street. Doesn't matter the traffic's backing up. It's an alligator. It's Florida. It's what they do. You go around.
Alligator.
Chomping down on the tow arm. It's unclear how it ended or what happened to the little traffic troubleman.
Glad that other guy stopped in the oncoming traffic there.
Yeah, hold him up.
Alligator.
Chop, chop, out of the way. Traffic's bad enough in this town. We don't need
to add. We got to keep it moving here.
Yeah.
I don't love it.
Wow. That is a very savvy analysis right there.
K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
All right, this is Jen.
Jen, just in time for tomorrow's show. You are caller 20. You got tickets for Just Like Heaven. It is tomorrow at Brookside at the Rose Bowl, and it's the Strokes and LCD Sound System and a bunch more, and you got in just under the wire.
Oh, my God, that is so, that's awesome news.
I don't know if you have known what these bugs are, but bugs in Southern California that are bigger than flies, bigger than bees even, they're like three times the size of, they fly at your face. and you swing at them. And I had no idea what they were. So I did some research and I found out what those giant bugs were.
Take a look if you can stand it. No one likes bugs flying at them, especially beetles. This little guy was spotted in Silver Lake.
Yeah, these beetles are everywhere. They're bigger than a fly, bigger than a bee even. And they're kind of unwieldy. And they fly at your face.
They are such an iconic part of Southern California summers.
I feel like iconic has some positive meaning behind it. These are giant beetles that fly at your face.
No, we're not talking about beach days or Dodger games. We're talking about a bug.
Yeah, beach day, good. Dodger game, good. Bugs, not so good. Let's not clump them together.
And turns out, humans aren't the only ones flocking to L.A.
We have transformed L.A. into a paradise for these beetles. I know not everyone will necessarily agree with me. Folks who are a little more afraid of insects might not feel the same way. But I think they're just really, really fun and goofy.
Giant beetles that fly at your face out of nowhere and you're swinging your arms like you're a crazy person. I don't feel like they're fun and goofy.
Etymologist Megan Barktel says these vibrant green fig-eater beetles native to the southern U.S. have made themselves right at home in the City of Angels.
These are called fig-eating beetles, which is much better than what I used to call them, which is, what is that?
If we think about it, you see fig trees growing everywhere, like on the side of the freeway. We've really created this super hospitable environment for them.
Yeah, you're very positive. How could we get rid of them?
Like any good LA transplant that came for the weather and stayed for the food, these guys have absolutely no idea where they're going.
Oh, gonna take out. No, don't worry about it.
And it flew at the reporter's face. And the woman says, yeah, don't worry about it. It's all good.
I thought they were just targeting me, but it seems like they go for the head. Why is that?
That is a solid question. Why do they aim for your head?
They're just really clumsy, right? So like we talked about, they're big. They're a lot bigger than most beetles, but they don't have super strong wings.
What the hell? They're clumsy and their wings aren't strong enough for them to fly? How are they still in existence?
These fruit lovers multiplying by the dozens this summer. And like me, they tend to linger where they can get a good meal. But unlike those evil mosquitoes, fig-eater beetles aren't interested in feasting on you.
But they fly at my face.
They are innocent, cleared of all charges. There's really not a lot to worry about with these guys.
What about flying at my face?
They have really weak jaws, so while they do eat fruit, they actually are mostly eating fruit that's already been damaged by something else. You know, maybe a bird took a bite out of it, and that lets the beetle start chewing away.
This is the lamest animal in the animal kingdom. They need some other bug to start biting on a fruit so that they can continue once it's started for them.
So sure, they're big, clumsy, and bad at their only job, flying.
Don't get near me, guy.
But they're a staple of our Southern California summers. Beautiful, imperfect creatures finding a home in a city where everyone can belong.
I'm going to have to object. Again, they're not beautiful. They're beetles that fly at your head. And they're shaky, and their wings aren't quite as strong, and they have no jaw strength. So I'd give them a strong boo!
A woman moves from Buffalo, leaving a bad marriage behind, wants to start a new life here in LA on her first nights in town. She starts hearing noises from the upstairs neighbor, says it sounds like a bowling ball rolling across the ceiling.
This is my good news story yesterday, and today we have the person that's involved in it. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. As you know, I do a feature called Great News because I feel like there are a lot more good people than bad. And the bad people get all the headlines, and you don't recognize how much good is being done by each individual person. And this story caught pretty much everybody's attention.
A woman moves from Buffalo, leaving a bad marriage behind, wants to start a new life here in LA on her first nights in town. She starts hearing noises from the upstairs neighbor, says it sounds like a bowling ball rolling across the ceiling. It turns out it was her 86-year-old neighbor with Parkinson's, a woman named Carol. And it wasn't a bowling ball. It was Carol's walker and her chair to roll across the floor.
And so Heidi did what all good people would do and went up and asked the woman about her life. And we welcome her to the air now. Hi, Heidi.
Hi, how are you? Thank you guys so much for having me.
Very excited to talk to you. And I love this story so much. It's one of the most heartwarming stories that's come along in a while. Did you hear that noise the first night you moved in?
Oh, Kevin, I had quite an adventure driving across the entire country. I was exhausted after 7 days with my dog stuck in a car going from state to state. And yeah, that was the very first night that I was there. And mind you, this is not at like, you know, regular noise ordinance hours. This is at 2 a.m, 3 a.m. And I was just honestly livid. I was like woken up in the middle of the night. What is that sound?
But I'm so happy to hear that, because nowhere in the thing does it say, oh, she drove her crazy. Of course it drove you crazy.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too, is that the whole purpose of me posting that original video is because I had this very come to Jesus moment, this very humbling moment where I kind of realized, like, wow, I really was a jerk. I should never have judged that sound, because I have no idea what that woman was struggling and going through until I saw her struggling and coming down the steps. About a week later, she dropped all of her recycling, because as you can imagine, having Parkinson's and the shakes, it went everywhere. And that was my first encounter with Carol.
Wow. Yeah, is that the video that starts, okay, I'm an asshole? Is that one?
Uh-huh. Sure is. Because, listen, I came back into my apartment, I sat down, and I just stared at the wall and had this humbling moment, and then I just started crying. And I thought, wait a second, I should turn my camera on. I'm a teacher by trade, so I thought, this is a very teachable moment. And I just kind of wanted to spread awareness of leading with kindness. Because so many of us, including myself, clearly, just jump to conclusions and kind of have that negative mindset. Because let's be honest, the world today is surrounded by negativity. Yep. And it's normal to be annoyed by a sound, of course. But instead of maybe, you know, being negative and judgmental, maybe being curious and going towards the curiosity instead of judgment, and figuring out, should I be judgmental or should I not? Is somebody trying to be a jerk above me, or are they just in pain and struggling to live moment to moment, let alone day to day?
I think you could be forgiven for being upset that first night after driving for 7 days all the way across
Thanks,
the
Kevin.
Country. But, you know, then you go up and you meet this woman. Her name is Carol. And describe her for us.
Sure. So originally, again, I had, you know, helped her pick up her recycling. And it's funny, because she would come down once a month to drop off her recycling and to walk to the mailbox. And that's a task that would take you and I, what, less than 30 seconds?
Right.
It takes her 20 minutes just to walk to the mailbox. And she told me that in that very first encounter. So I kind of sat on that feeling, on this discovery. And then I posted that video. So I sat on the viral moment. And 2 days later, I thought, you know what? Like, my time with her is not done. I need to go investigate a little. So I went upstairs, I knocked on her door, and she was so hesitant, Kevin, to even let me in, let alone answer the door. And I just went up there, not really to learn more about her yet. It was more like, how can I help you? Because I literally live right below you. Let me just take your trash out once a week for you. You don't need to come down and struggle if this is going to be your life. Like, let me come to you. So we talked for a little bit that first day, and I did record just a picture of me. I'm very protective of her. I will not post videos or pictures of her if she doesn't allow me to, because that's just not right. It's not her story. This is mine. And so when I was talking with her about just her life, one of the first things she said to me that I recorded for the second, the update, which ended up getting almost 13 million views.
That's crazy.
But she just admitted, I said, Carol, do you have any family here? And she's from Birmingham, England. And she said, nope. I said, do you have any family back home? No. I said, you're alone? She said, yes, I've been alone for many years.
Wow.
And my only response was just, ma'am, what? You're alone? Like, what do you mean alone? You don't have anybody? She has nobody, Kevin.
Yeah. Well, she has you, Heidi, which is why I wanted to have you on the phone, and why everybody responded to the videos, because of your kindness towards her reminds us all that there are good people in the world doing good things.
Yeah, and that wasn't even my original goal. My goal was just to make people aware of how they lead and their first judgment. You know, I said, you can't judge a book by its cover, but what if you haven't even seen the cover?
Yeah, true. That is true. But how long did it take you to identify that it was her and she was having trouble after that first night? Like, was it the next day? Was it a couple of weeks?
No, it took 2 weeks for her to come down. Remember, she comes down once a month. So she hadn't come down yet. And I genuinely, Kevin, for those 2 weeks, I was like, who the hell is living above me, though? Who is here? I've never seen anyone come down these stairs. And remember, I'm a teacher. So I'm home in all of July. So I'm like, where are these people? Where are my neighbors? Who is making the sound? What are these sounds? And finally, it wasn't until maybe July 31st, maybe August 1st or 2nd that she came down and I finally laid eyes on her.
How would you not walk up there the second or third day and go, hey, what's up? What's happening? Who is this?
I'm brand new, and I don't know if you know this, but the city that I'm from, Buffalo, New York, is literally called the City of Good Neighbors. So there was no way in hell that I was going to go investigate or even complain to my landlord. The extent of me complaining was taking a video and sending it to my best friend being like, I'm so upset. This is my life.
Well,
and you know, something interesting too, Kevin, yeah. is that the person I moved in after, she actually still, that woman who lived in my apartment right before me, she still lives in the apartment building. Guess why she moved?
The noise.
Yes, and wow. She never investigated.
Wow, wow, wow. That is, that's heartbreaking and it's heartwarming on your part.
No,
I love having you on. Do you want to give out the GoFundMe? Is that still available?
So the GoFundMe is still available, and honestly, I'm still looking into everything that we can get through her Medicare and all the benefits that our government do give her. So that's still in the process, and I don't want to spend any of that money yet. So we're putting that in a savings account right now for her in case we need to get her in-home care. So truly, any and all donations will go to Carol and will be very well spent. We also are trying – we're looking into getting her a chairlift because – why the hell is this lady on the second floor? Because
yeah, true.
She will not move. She won't. And she's been there since 2000. This is her home. And you try to move an 86-year-old elderly woman with Parkinson's. She won't.
How can people find the GoFundMe if they're interested in helping?
So it's on my Instagram. On my Instagram in the bio, there's a link immediately. So my Instagram is just OMG. It's Heidi. And it's got three I's at the end of Heidi. H-E-I-D-I-I-I.
OMG, it's Heidi with three I's at the end. Heidi, thank you for being who you are and for taking care of all of our grandmothers. Carol?
Hey, Kevin, thank you so much for highlighting the good people of the world because not enough people do, and I appreciate you.
You bet. Kevin Ryder, Megan Holiday, we have the 420 catch of the day on the way. That's our new music feature. But first, three things at four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, a San Diego resident dressed up as Darth Vader, and he spoke at a public safety committee meeting to criticize flock surveillance by ironically supporting it. And here is that.
The Emperor is a fan of flock, and we must continue utilizing flock technologies so that we can follow and surveil the rebel scum as they move from playground to playground, from playground to pool, from pool to gymnasium, because we all know that the flock cameras are not only following the license plate readers, they are following children. They are following children in parks and gymnasiums, and we need this. I need this so I can stalk my ex-girlfriend.
I thought this was the most genius idea
that was
ever.
Pretty great.
I love it. Number two, there has been a lot of controversy in the world of Little League baseball lately, and a former Imperial Beach Little League treasurer pleaded not guilty yesterday to 16 felony charges tied to allegations that she stole nearly $96,000
wow.
from the league. So here is that story.
On Wednesday, 40-year-old Rashay Cuevas, who served for years as the treasurer of the Imperial Beach Little League, faced a judge on 16 felony charges, 8 for grand theft and another 8 for embezzlement. She's accused of stealing more than $96,000 from the Little League over the course of more than a year.
She did have $30,000 of unauthorized charges through the IB Little League debit card that she was authorized to use for IB Little League purposes only. She also then took $60,000, transferred it to her Apple Pay account.
It wasn't great seeing her, but we're going to get through it.
President of the Imperial Beach Little League Zach Garland showed up Wednesday along with many other board members. Zach says he was the one who discovered Cuevas embezzling money from the league, and he reported her to the sheriff's office back in February. Now, the good news is that despite this setback, the Little League was still able to play spring ball, and they're getting ready to play fall ball.
All right.
What the hell's the matter with people?
I can't imagine.
And number three, it is Friday, so we like to talk about new movies that are coming out this weekend. Tony is A24's Anthony Bourdain. playing the biopic starring Dominic Sessa, Antonio Banderas, Amelia Jones, and Leo Woodall. This one looks really good. Insidious, Out of the Further. This is the sixth Insidious movie. And Mutiny, Jason Statham doing Jason Statham things. He plays a bodyguard who gets framed after his billionaire boss is murdered and ends up uncovering an international conspiracy. That looks good, too. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
We have been giving away tickets for Just Like Heaven, which is tomorrow. The Strokes are playing there, and this is a song called Lonely in the Future. Part of their seventh album, Reality Awaits, produced by Rick Rubin. It was released about a month ago. It's about Julian using the song as self-aware, tongue-in-cheek meditation on originality and legacy, watching younger artists get credit for sounds he feels like he did himself. He said, I did that yesterday when I was a kid. So that is this song. It is Lonely in the Future. It is The Strokes, and it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is The Strokes and Lonely in the Future, and they are playing the Just Like Heaven Festival tomorrow, and that is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. We are going to do What's Your Story coming up next, and for the best call in the next hour,
it'll be your final chance to win these tickets to see Dexter and the Moon Rocks at the Palladium on September 26th.
Let's talk about parking. Shall we? Parking can be a hassle, especially in a city like this.
Oh, my God. It's the worst.
I saw the other day I was watching somebody try to parallel park.
And
it was like a 15-turn try.
Oh, no.
And they got in. And I was like, all right, well, at least. And then they weren't happy with us. They left.
Oh,
I was like, you've got to be kidding
God.
Me.
After stopping that much traffic.
Yes. That much time. And then you go into a mall, and there's a battle. It's like the Terror Dome in the mall for parking. It could be a nightmare.
Someone swipes your parking spot.
Yes.
The worst.
I was waiting for that one.
So I got a kick out of the story in England, and residents were left stunned after contractors lifted parked cars, painted new double yellow lines underneath them, and then put the cars back down. And then the people went back to their cars, and they had parking tickets on them.
That is great. I love it. They lifted the cars and moved the lines so that they deserve tickets.
Yep, 100%.
That's fantastic.
So a lot of people were not happy.
I'm happy. All right, you got in a fight over parking. That is our topic today. 800-520-1067. You got in a fight over parking.
And it could be, you know, in your neighborhood, parking lot, maybe even with the person giving you the citation,
sure.
Anything like that. And for the best call or text, we've got your tickets to see Dexter and the Moon Rocks at the Palladium on September 26th.
You got in a fight over parking. 800-520-1067. So what's your story on K-Rock? We're talking about you got in a fight over parking.
909 said, I worked at a large grocery store, and one time a gentleman, probably around 60, was waiting for a person to back out so he could take their spot. The person backing out went in the direction of the gentleman, and out of nowhere from the other direction, a man around 25 comes in, takes the spot. The older gentleman confronts him, so the younger man starts swearing and telling him to F off. Then he makes the mistake of pushing the older gentleman a couple of times. The older gentleman then literally knocks him out cold with one punch.
Wow!
Turns out the older gentleman was a professional boxer in his younger days. I love that.
Tomorrow is Just Like Heaven.
Brookside at the Rose Bowl. You'll see the Strokes, LCD Sound System, and many more. And the final pair of tickets is coming up on K-Rock.
Every day at this time on K-Rock, we do What's Your Story. Today, we're asking for you got in a fight over parking.
And for the best call or text to 800-520-1067, you can win these tickets to see Dexter and the Moon Rocks at the Palladium on September 26th.
All right, you got in a fight over parking.
I was going to the Dodger Stadium, and you know how they direct you where to go? So
yeah.
They were directing me where to go.
Right.
And all of a sudden, this Porsche comes pulling up from all the way around the parking lot and cuts me off and parks right in the spot. And the guy just put his hands up like, I don't know.
Hey, what am I supposed to do, man? He has a Porsche.
It's always the Porsche. Always.
So did you exchange words or did you just give up and park somewhere else?
Of course. No, I got out of my vehicle and exchanged words with him. He was not very happy and he was kind of scared.
Good.
All right. Good on you. Nice work. K-Rock, hello.
Yes, this was not too long ago at the Glendale Galleria. And there was someone's mom or grandmother, I can't tell the difference, but she was holding a spot for her son. And I was trying to, I was trying to pull in. She was standing in the way, wouldn't get out of the way. And just had a yelling match for like 5 minutes, wouldn't let me budge. And I just had to give up because she just didn't, you know, she was ready to get run over by a car.
But that's how serious the parking is in L.A.
K-Rock, hello.
Now there's a little, for parking, it was back then in Silver Lake. Some guy parked against my mom's bumper.
In Silver Lake, somebody parked and they were touching your mom's bumper?
We told him he was going to move. He said no. So me and my friend started shaking his car and we pretty much moved it to the middle of the street.
Oh, my God.
It was a tiny little car. We're pretty big guys. So we started bumping and just dragged it to the middle of the street.
Just moved it into the middle of the street. And was the owner gone by that point?
The owner was gone by the time. So we just waited for him to go away, and then we just did our thing.
You took care of it. You handled it.
You handled it. K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, so my street in Long Beach is always just crazy in general. But we have, like, outside parking where I park my specific car with, like, reserved spots. And I have someone visiting for like literally 2 hours, and they parked in my spot, and the person that always parks next to me decided without telling me whatsoever that they were going to slash those tires.
What?
What the hell?
All four of the tires. And then the person walks out and was like, what the heck? Someone slashed my tires. And it was a whole ordeal. And then I saw him the next day at the car, and I was randomly like, hey, dude, did you see who happened to, like, slash the tires of my friend who was here? And then he, like, looked down, and he was like, oh, that was me. I didn't recognize the car.
What the hell?
Like, what And then to this day, he will not look at me in the face.
He shouldn't.
Oh, my God. That's
how do you
savage.
Not just take care of one tire? You got to do all four? All right. 800-520-1067. You got in a parking fight. K-Rock, hello. You got in a fight over parking.
I was at the NoHo West with my mom and my daughter, and I was waiting for a parking spot, and this truck was waiting for another parking spot. They took his parking spot, so he decided to back up, blocked the car that I was waiting for, and rolled down the window and told me that was his spot.
So he aggressively blocked you from going into that spot because he was going to take it?
Because they took his spot, so then he had to take mine.
Right.
Wow.
And how did that end?
I told him, I was like, you know what? You can have it, princess, and drove away.
Yeah! Good on you!
Taking your phone calls on you got in a fight over parking.
Yes. So it's about 4 or 5 years ago, and we were in Vegas, and we're at the Golden Nugget, and we were trying to find parking, and there was somebody standing in one of the spots, and it was full. So I pulled up, and I said, hey, you can't save spots. And the guy said, oh, yes, I can. And I said, no. I go, we're all waiting. And he goes, well, my wife is at the top. She needs to come down with the car, so I have the spot blocked. I said, okay, well, I'm just going to sit here. So if I can't have this spot, she can't have it. And she was calling. She called her husband and was saying, hey, what's taking so long? And he goes, oh, there's a woman not letting cars go by. And I said, yeah, because you're taking up a spot. So if I can't have it, you can't have it. So security came, and guess who got the parking spot?
You did. You got it done.
Yes, nice. Well done.
Nicely handled.
Yeah. Yeah. K-Rock, hello.
I got in a fight over a parking spot.
Let's hear it.
Okay, so I came home from work one day, and my fiance was at the house, and there was this car in my driveway where I normally park. So I go, what the hell is that all about? So I looked in the mirror or in the window. There was a guy and my wife, like, drinking wine, and he was kind of hugging her and stuff like that.
What?
he had a sunroof. So I ended up putting my hose into his car. But to turn around to find out that that guy that was hugging my wife and drinking wine with her was our wedding planner.
Oh my God.
Oh.
David.
You're so dumb.
I went inside the house and I was like, what's going on? And I was like, and the wedding planner was like, hello. You know. And my wife told me this is our wedding planner. I was like, oh, shit. It was all crazy. Anyway, he got kind of mad at me, but I kind of told him the story. He was kind of okay with it. But at the same time, I had to pay for his water damages.
Yeah, of course.
Yes. I love that Franz from Father of the Bride was your wedding planner, though. I do love that.
K-Rock, hello. You got in a fight over parking.
I did. We live in a very residential area, not like a main street, and some homeless people parked their motorhome, on the corner. We have the corner house, and decided to camp on my lawn.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. So looked like a nice spot. Birds.
It's not a nice spot anymore. Two on one, I threw down. The cops were there. I got a human bite, permanent scar on my arm. She got a concussion. He had some abrasions around his neck. And, yeah.
You got in an actual fight?
Full-on fist fight. Like MMA. Let's go.
Oh, snap, dude.
You have a scar of a bite.
Yep.
That's badass.
Oh, my God.
I kind of love that. But also, you need to hit a bong.
Yeah, like ASAP.
I need something.
Oh, my God.
Holy crap.
That was crazy.
Full-on bite mark.
All right.
All right. Who wins? Slash tires?
Yeah.
Slash tires.
I think so. So that's Becca.
Becca.
Yay! There's our girl.
Congratulations. Oh, yes. I'm glad that you weren't the one that did the tire slashing.
Yes.
Oh, no. Me? People, me? Never.
Well, Becca, you're going to go see Dexter and the Moon Rocks at the Palladium on September
26th. Oh, yay! They're like my new obsession.
Yes!
They totally made my day. I'm
excellent.
Just stuck with them.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, good.
Call us back after you see them and let us know how it was.
Hell yeah.
Okay,
awesome.
Yes, please. Thank you, Becca.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. It's your time if you're a procrastinator for Just Like Heaven, which is tomorrow.
Your final chance to win those tickets is coming up next on K-Rock.